Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Joy Hatchett, who is Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy with the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Joy is here today to talk to us about the various things going on in insurance, which in hurricane season and not in hurricane season, we should all think about and consider. So, Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for inviting me here today, Bill.
My pleasure. I know you're busy, and it's been a while since you've been on the show, and things have been cooking in insurance, and things have been cooking in things that our listeners should keep a good grip on. So, first of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar and haven't heard a previous show, could you tell us a little bit about the Maryland Insurance Administration, please?
Certainly. So the Maryland Insurance Administration is a state agency, and our mission is to oversee and regulate the business of insurance. So we regulate all of the insurance companies and insurance agents that sell insurance in the state of Maryland. And by regulate, we make sure that the premium / prices that they charge are in accordance with Maryland law. Uh-huh. We make sure that the policies that they sell to individuals are in accordance with Maryland law. And then also, if people have claims, we make sure that those claims are settled in accordance with Maryland law. So really think of us sort of as a consumer protection agency for the business of insurance. And that's your auto insurance, your homeowner's insurance, your renters, your health, your life insurance, basically any type of insurance that you may need.
Okay. How can someone find out more information?
So there are a couple of ways. You can go to our website. We've got a great website that has lots of consumer material, both written and we have videos, and that's insurance.maryland.gov, or you can give us a call, and our 800 number is 1-800-492-6116.
Great. Thank you. What's your background and job with the insurance administration?
So I am an attorney by training, and when I first started out, and I won't tell you how many years ago, I was actually one of the assistant attorney generals for the insurance administration.
Ah.
And then I started to head the consumer complaint division and basically took complaints for auto, homeowners, life, and health. And then I moved over to my current job, which is consumer education and advocacy. And the primary thing that my team does is to try to help consumers understand their insurance policies before they purchase them. We want you to be an informed consumer, know what you're getting, and making sure that that policy protects your needs. And also, we will give you tips on how to shop and save money on that policy. And these days, everyone is looking for ways with our limited incomes to save money. And we try to help consumers do that.
Yeah. And you folks do a good job. I've been working with you for several years now, and goodness knows. And I guess you do that in a lot of different ways, huh?
Basically, if consumers go to our website, that's insurance.maryland.gov, they can find out all the different places that we go. We go to the MVAs, the libraries, the different fairs and community events and set up booths. And you can just come to one of our booths and have a chat with us. Or if you would prefer to stay at home and listen in on one of our videos, you can do that. We also are really active on social media, on Facebook, on Nextdoor. So there's just lots and lots of different ways that you can find out information to help you better understand your insurance policy.
And are they going to give you a call?
Absolutely. And that number again is 1-800-492-6116.
And do you do, how can I say it, arrange trainings for specific groups or anything?
Well, what we do is somebody has like a community group. You have a church group or one of your community groups, and you want us to come out and give your group a talk on a particular topic. You want to learn about life insurance, or you want to learn about renter's insurance. Just reach out to us on our website, and we'd be happy to do that.
Great, great. Or call 1-800-492-6116. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're talking during hurricane season, but, of course, this show will air outside of hurricane season also. And we've had a lot of hurricanes, and we've had a lot of damage. What can you tell us about hurricanes and flood insurance and what our listeners should watch out for?
So the place that you really would start is for those of you that are homeowners, your homeowner's insurance policy, you need to basically understand what it will and will not cover when it comes to damage that might occur as a result of a hurricane, a windstorm, or a fire. And the best way to do that is to either take a look at our website or talk to the person that sold you the policy. Now, with hurricanes, one of the primary ways that they cause damage is the wind. So wind is generally covered under a homeowner's policy. But hurricanes also bring lots and lots of rain and water damage. And flooding is something that's not going to be covered under your homeowner's policy. You would have to purchase a separate flood insurance policy to cover if your home was damaged because of a flood. So that's the kind of basic information that we really want consumers to know and understand. And also renters need to be aware. If you're a renter, it's important to get a renter's insurance policy, but then also to know what it protects you against to make sure that you're covered, because people will think, well, if I'm in an apartment and something bad, my landlord would protect me. But that's not the case. Basically, your personal property, your clothing, your electronics, all of those things are your responsibility. So if you have a fire or wind damage to your apartment and you don't have renter's insurance, then essentially you will have to pay out of your own pocket to replace all of those things.
Let's talk about flood insurance for just a second. I guess someone can get flood insurance from their same insurance agent?
Well, sometimes, but it's the place to start. So if you are either a homeowner or a renter, ask your agent if they sell the policy. But not all homeowners agents sell flood insurance. So you might end up needing to go to floodsmart.gov. Once again, that's floodsmart.gov, and find the name of a company or an individual that would sell you a flood insurance policy.
Okay. I know that with global warming and climate change, that's getting more and more critical for folks that live anywhere near places that flood. Huh? I guess that's a lot of us.
This is what I tell people. If it can rain at your house, it can flood at your house. So what people need to think about is the last time we had a very heavy rain, did the water drain toward your home? because you don't have to live near a river to have a flood. But we've seen it all over the city, Baltimore City, and right. another place, Maryland, where they have lots of flooding. So I just tell people, just be aware that flooding can happen in many, many locations.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Let's talk about auto insurance. I know auto insurance rates have spiked, huh?
Yeah, and I tell people, I think after COVID, people forgot how to drive. And because of that, what we're seeing is lots more accidents. Accidents mean insurance companies have to pay out more for claims. The more claims that they have to pay out for, the more probability is that the insurance premiums, even if you aren't the one that have had the accident, they're going to increase. And also what we found across the country, it's just not just Maryland, that the amount that it's costing for labor and parts has steadily gone up. So just like many things in the market, we have seen that prices have increased. And so one of the things that we have on our website are things to explain why the prices are increasing and things that you can possibly do to bring those prices down.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we really have to talk about what to bring down, but that means less coverage, right?
It generally does. I mean, and one of the things that you can do is the deductible is the amount that you pay before your insurance company pays anything.
Right.
So the higher your deductible, the lower your premium. But I caution people, if you decide to increase your deductible, you need to make sure that if something bad happens, if you're in an accident, you have that money set aside, because otherwise you can't get your vehicle repaired. So a lot of people will change and increase their deductible, but they are making sure that they have enough money to pay that deductible. The other thing that you can possibly do is, under Maryland law, you're only required to have insurance in case you damage somebody else's vehicle. So you can drop all of the other full coverage and just carry liability coverage. But remember, if you do that and you're in an accident and it's your fault, your insurance company will not pay anything. So you that is a way to reduce your premium, but just be aware that the insurance company is not going to pay anything. But also, if you have a loan, a car loan, your lender is not going to let you drop to only liability coverage.
Yeah, because it's their car.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, we got about 30 seconds left, Joy. What would you add?
Take a look at our website, insurance.maryland.gov, for more information, and just reach out. We're always here to help.
Great. Thank you. Well, I really appreciate it. And folks out there, I hope you've been listening and writing some of this stuff down, because unfortunately, though, that's about all we have time for living in Baltimore today. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, who's Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest today. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us. I know you're a hard worker, and you've been a real asset and a credit to this state for a long time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods. And we'll see you next time.